say amen. He was saying to me, I know it's my season. You know why? Because I sowed the seed. See, I sowed the seed. I believe in seed time and harvest. Yes, I believe in Genesis 8:22. It said, seed time and harvest. See, I got a harvest coming. I got a harvest, a good harvest coming. And when my harvest coming, I'm going to share with my church. Yes, I'm going to share with my church. It's coming, you see. I believe in what you put in the ground, it's going to come up. Yeah, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. I've been hearing that all my life. And you know, I done reaped some bad stuff. Woo! Because I done sowed some bad stuff. But you know, I stopped sowing bad. Yeah, I sowed. It's good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. I want you all to come on your spiritual ear. I want you all to listen. And you know, I preach from the Bible. That's all I know. I meditate. I prepare myself. And I'm always get up here a little nervous. Because I'm a little nervous. That's right, D. The Holy Spirit got me. We're going to turn to Matthew 3:15-17. We want to see what the Lord said. See, the Lord said this. And it upset. He got a lot of people upset. And Jesus answered, saying unto them, suffer it to be so now, for thus it become us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heaven was open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Well pleased. Now we're going to turn to Luke 22. I think I gave them that too. Luke 22. You can see it in Luke. See, we want to see in Luke. Okay. And said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup. From me. Woo! Remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thou be done. And there appeared angels unto him from heaven and strengthened him. That means that the angels had to preach to Jesus. And when in agony he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. That's found one time in the scripture. Luke 22, one time. And we're going to use the subject, Jesus will do my will. Just like in Sunday school, we're going to continue. Jesus does my will. Though he was equal with God, he fathered his father. That's more than us. We get a certain age, we think we know. And you can't tell us nothing. Woo! You and I ask, you can't tell us nothing when you get a certain age. Started making my money and everything, couldn't nobody tell me nothing. I was just as lost. All right. We're going to ask the Holy Ghost to come and preach to you all. Because James Easton can't preach to you all. Thank you, Father God, for coming and dipping me down in the spirit, and let the people hear what the Lord say. Not what James Easton say, but what the Lord said. Let me decrease in the flesh and increase in the spirit. And use me, Lord, with the horn of salvation to preach to your people. And I thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I thank the deacons and I thank you all for allowing me to preach. We're going to use, I'm going to start out with 16 and 17 again. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of water, and though the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I will please." Now, this verse not only show what the Lord said, but also show Trinity, doesn't it? Trinity. The Holy Spirit is a dove. Jesus. And the voice of God. Trinity means three. We show Trinity. After God made the announcement, heaven got upset. The angels, 24 elders, sons of God, and saints. And Satan approached God and said, "There you go again." Woo! "There you go again, celebrating that man." And you know what I did to the first man, don't you? And this man, you celebrating again, talking so much about it. I have defeated every man you put on this earth. Not one I haven't defeated. I defeated the first Adam you made out of dirt. I defeated the great Job. In 9 months, you stopped it. I had him so confused. He said, "The Lord give and the Lord take away." They used to be accepted unto us to the last 30 or 40 years. Our scholars said that Jesus was in the confusing state. Well, I believe the Lord give and the Lord multiply. I don't serve a subtracting God. I don't serve. You might serve a subtracting God. My God always multiply. I see many times he multiplied through my life. We'll sit down at the table. He always multiplied to pay all my bills and share with my family. We're saying that now. The Lord give and the Lord takes away. Yes. Job was in a confusing state, I believe. Satan said, God said, you know, God didn't hold his head down because he's God and he knows. God said, Jesus is a divine human. Divine. He part God and also part man. And he said he will defeat you, Satan, and your demon buddies. He will defeat you this time. You bragging what you have done, but this time, he's not like the other men. Can you see Satan said he made in the image? He got eyes, he walked, he talked, and I defeated them all. Why can't I defeat him? God looked up first time, said, he got a quicker spear. What does that mean? He had a spirit like me. And the room was silent. And you see Satan said, well, like Marvin Gaye, let's get it on. He said, let's get it on. I defeated everybody else. He looked like them. So, why did God agree? Now, before I answer why did God agree, let me go to point one. What is man? Man means woman. Break it down. Let's not get too excited about man. Because I'm a man. Man means woman. That's a woman with a womb. Woman. See, she is a man. I don't hear no amen. Come on now. Woman means woman with a womb. Now, man might have a sperm, but woman care life. So man and woman are what? Equal. Equal. Last time I preached there, Dr. Fraser going to show me Ephesians 5. Talking about man is not head of the woman. What he's showing me, chronicle order. He showed me the order. But I already knew that. Man and woman are equal in the sight of God. Don't think you head now. Because he made you equal. She come out of your side, so you are equal. You're not head, and you're not behind. You are equal. God put you two together as one. In marriage, read Genesis now. We read, but we don't meditate. We don't let the Holy Spirit talk to us. I'm not ahead of my wife. We're one. She read better, but I count better. She's a good reader, pronounced words way better than I can. But I count better. So what that mean? We is one. Don't think you head of your woman. Stop thinking like that. Don't let society fool us. Now, man in Genesis 1:26 and Hebrews 2:7-8 show that man was created to rule heaven, to rule earth, like God ruled heaven. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to rule earth like God ruled heaven. Now, you got to put Hebrews 2:7-8. Now, Hebrews 2:7-8. You made him a little lower than angels. You crowned him with glory and honor and put everything under him. God left nothing that is not put under the him. What does that mean? Man got all authority. Now, I brought that up yesterday, and it didn't work too good with the teacher. But I read. You see, I meditate. So you got to meditate and let God say, all authority is man. What do you mean? He said, man, name the animals. And what you call, they will be called. So man got authority. And Satan got jealous. And then what? He twists the word of God. You see, it's not the woman's fault, and it's really not the man's fault. See, you got to know the Word of God, you see. See, you got to take time. You got to spend some time in reading. It says, study thyself approved. We do everything else except study. I came to people's houses and seen that much dirt on the scripture. You got land on your tables in your front room. Who are you trying to press? Can't press me. When you open your mouth, I know something's lacking. And not only me, other people know that you lack it. You got to study. That's one thing we fail in. We don't know any of the 66 books of the Bible. We don't know how many in the New Testament, how many in the Old Testament. Very few people know. I'm not going to ask how many in the Old, and I'm not going to ask in the New. Old was 39, the New was what? 27. All right, Reverend Al. 27. See, you got to spend some time, and they, both of them, didn't understand what the Lord said, and to twist them up. Saint not only twist them, but he's been twisting people since the garden. Because what? You don't know who you serve, and you don't know how much he loves you. He let you in charge of the earth. And you can't even protect yourself. Adam, who had authority over the whole earth and cut out God. See, God limited himself in authority. Sovereignty and authority is two different things. Don't come to me with that Socrates. Come with me authority. Who's in authority? Man's in authority. Socrates, he got power. Yes, he got the power. But before he uses power, he got to agree with somebody in the earth system to understand that. And that is jurisdiction, J-U-R-I-S-D-I-C-T-A-T-I-N, jurisdiction, meaning somebody got to release God's authority on earth. And we people of color, we should know that. Did Martin Luther King release that authority when they was treating us bad? Yeah, when we couldn't eat in certain places, we had to get on the back of the bus in certain places. Well, Brother Reverend, he said, you don't remember that. Yeah, I don't remember that, and I'm glad. I'm glad I don't remember that. But a lot of older people in here, they remember that. And I respect them for that. That wasn't God's fault. That was man's fault. He left man in charge. And sin conquered man and took over the earth. Now, point two, why did God agree? The first Adam was tested in the garden. Gave over to Satan, and Satan kicked him out of the garden into the wilderness. The second Adam, God agreed he going to start with him in the wilderness and lead us back into the Garden of Eden, you see. So he agreed. So he said, now, let's get on. Let's go to Matthew 4. Jesus in the wilderness. And that is called what? The temptations of life. Jesus has fasted 40 days and 40 nights to fasten to give up physical craving to fulfill a greater spiritual need. What is fasting? You give up something to fulfill your special need. Fasting provides our prayers and fellowship with God to feed the spirit instead of the stomach. Why we fast? A lot of people don't know the meaning. Why we fast? You see, you giving up the craving for food to fulfill a spiritual need in yourself. The tempter was saying to him, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Satan was testing the provision of God. And Jesus was hungry. What did Jesus say? It is written in Deuteronomy 8:3, man must live by, come on now, y'all should know that, bread alone. And every word to proceed out of the mouth of God. You see, every word. Jesus, see, Deuteronomy is Jesus' book. Jesus defeats Satan by the book of Deuteronomy. Many of us, when we read Deuteronomy, we got to read it the second time. There's so much law in it, isn't it? There's so much law in that. But it was tested and bona fide by Satan. He said, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones to bread. I couldn't take that test. Bad as I am. Woo! 40 days? Woo! Many of us were there. Now, if Jesus, the living word, need the written word, what do we need? You see? What do we need? We need the written word and know about it. For what? We can witness to people, you see. The more you talk about the written word, the better I feel, you see. I love on this Saturday when we go and study. I was asking a lot of questions. You can ask God. I almost were the man. I was questioning him so much. Because what? That's what we're here for. You see? Are the stones going to talk for you? You going to let the stones cry out? Stones can't witness. You got to what? It is your job to witness. It's not the world to witness. Look at us now. It tells us now the shape we in now. There's a lot of stones been in here. If you tell the truth, a lot of stones been in here. But it's time for us to speak out. You might not understand it, but later on you will. It's time for us to speak. Quit being like stone. Let people run over us and everything. All right, I got a few claps. I ain't get that much claps today. I'm not expecting that. The second temptation. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the Pentecost, and said, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. Challenge Jesus to jump to his death doesn't sound like much of a temptation. But Satan also knows Psalms 91 through 12. That's a badge of protection. We should seal us with that badge of protection. I have no fear because, well, I wake up in the morning. Psalms 91, he said, his mercies are like new every morning. Lamentations, his mercies, not you getting up, is him smiling on us. He smiled on you. You see? Because you a special creation to him. You mean something to him. You let society put you down. But inside of God, that's why he said to Jesus, you see? That's why he was so angry, so happy. Even though Satan might defeat us for a while, but it won't last. Because what we know what? To go to the Word of God, you see? To build you up. You are somebody in God's sight. Yes, sir. In God's sight, I am somebody. I might not have the status that the world have, but in God, my God, who I serve, yes, I am somebody in the sight of God. Somebody. Mm-hmm. And Jesus quote, do not test the Lord your God. Satan knew we are never to use disobedience to back God in a corner to force him to fulfill his plan. You see? Satan, that same old trick he used, and he's going to test it on God's son. He tested on the first Adam. He tested everybody. But when he come to Jesus, that divine human, quick and spirit, it didn't work. You know why? Because he knew the word. Brothers and sisters, this means so much to us. The word. The word. You got to spend time in the word. I know you said, Reverend, I got to make a living. But probably God is like us, oversleep. Woo! Alarm clock go off. You can't answer. It's still ringing to some people. They haven't cut it off. That alarm clock is still ringing. They couldn't open their eyes to cut it off, but you could. You could, because of God, not because of you. Because what? God is our light, our salvation. What does light mean? Understanding and joy? Life mean as salvation? God said, I got joy in seeing you. Walking around and talking. There is joy. See, there's joy when God sees you. But many of us don't have that joy. Now the third temptation, finally the Lord took him to all the kingdom of the world and showed him what did the end time of the kingdom of the world. And he said, I will give you all of these things if you fall down and worship me. What has he said? I will give you the power of the Antichrist in Revelation if you fall down and worship me. I think Jesus laughed at him, didn't he? I would have laughed. How can you give me something that's already mine? How? to you for a while, but it's my power. You see, people, you are somebody. That's why he got happy. That's why Satan is sad. Satan said, I defeated everybody. Can you see God now? When he hold up his head, he said, my spirit is in him. And you got the spirit of God living in you. You better quit dropping your head and walk like you are somebody. It's not what society say. I am a child of God. I am, say it, I am a child of God. I am somebody. Some of y'all didn't open your mouth. Some of y'all got a problem. It's problem in here. If you ain't your God. Satan said, worship me. He wants you to bow down like he got Adam and Eve in the garden. And that's what he see from you. He had a nice offer to get you to do so, but it's not worth the price. Then Jesus quote once again for Deuteronomy 6:13. Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Now let's get to the good part. Let's get to the good part. Yes, sir. We're going to get to the good part. And it's found agony in the garden. It's found four times in the scripture. Matthew 26:39, Mark 14:22, Luke 22:39, and John 18:1. We call Jesus divine human, part God and part man. Now, can you see he said to the man, I got to go into the garden and strengthen myself to what God has set next for me. You know what man said. What did he say, Reverend? I'm not going to die for man. I'm not going to die for the hypocrites on earth. I'm not going to die for the hypocrites in Tabernacle this morning. I'm not going to die. There's always, your Sunday school tell you, there's always been some hypocrite. Talk one way, but do another. Talk one way and do another. Ah, you got to talk. But can you walk that walk you talk about? They questioned me about that 2 or 3 times. A deacon did. But before he died, when I found his checkbook in the restroom, already written, only thing I got to do is sign my name. But I said when I walked in, look, I didn't tell nobody. Because I know the other people in the church still. But I know the deacon's coming. Deacons came that Sunday morning. I said, Deacon, you left something in the restroom. Deacon got to hollering and crying. Woo, he got to crying. People running back in the restroom. He said, me and my wife have been going through hell about it. Where did I lose my checkbook? Only thing you got to do is sign your name and fill it out. I said, D, when I first come here, what did you tell me? Can you walk the walk you talk about? He said, yeah. I said, Deke, I can't. Deke, I can't steal. Certain things I can't do. Because what? I'm a man of God. We got to show ourselves different, y'all. We got to be different. We're not like the world. We can't do everything. I can't go to certain places I go. Certain places I go, I got to get out. I'm scared. Because if I stay there too long, I start snapping my finger. Woo-hoo-hoo! You see, I can't stay too long. Because when I've been changed, born of the Spirit, like he told Nicodemus. You see, I don't go every place because I can't. I stay too long. I'm not a blend in. I'm one way. I believe what thus said the Lord. And see, and what did the divine human say? What did the God part say? I got your back. And he went down to the garden. And I'm going to bend down. And he prayed. He said, Father, remove this cup. And what happened? It went blank, didn't it? He didn't remove it. He didn't remove. He prayed three times. He got up and went back and forth to his disciples. And what he said, sleep on. Sleep on. That's us, church. Quit sleeping. See, the church sleep too much. You sleeping too much. You sleep. I'm not sleep, Reverend. A whole lot of empty seats here. Oh, something wrong. Because you sleep and you let stones cry out for you. Everybody here in the 60s and 50s, you don't know, you know right from wrong. How can you let, a man, come on now, tell the truth. How can I let a man tell me and I'm a man? And I'm in my 70s, and my hair is gray. Lead me to do wrong. Come on now. Think about it. I just don't understand our history. Who do you serve? Man or God? You know right from wrong? See, I take a stand. I got in trouble, but I take a stand. 2018. So now, you ain't lost in this house. You know, I had to show him. Woo! You see, you don't let a person tell you and lead you wrong. Do the blind lead the blind? You got to ask yourself that. You know right from wrong. You know it. I don't care what he got, his paperwork or whatever. I don't understand our history. Of this church is full. Look at our history. Look at our forefathers went through. How they built so much with just chicken dinners. And we can't even get the central air fixed. If it go out, we got to wait a year. And they got chicken dinners and fish dinners. How they did it back then. When the stronghold was on them, how could they do so much and we can't do? Because what? They knew right from wrong and they loved the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you love the Lord, certain things you wouldn't grill and you wouldn't do them. Yeah. I don't hear no amen. I'm not expecting to hear. Amen. But if you just certain things, so Deke, when I left, Deke died, and I said that. He told me that. And then Deke said, I truly respect you from that. See, certain, when you a child of God, you got to remember this. If you remember one thing, you can't do everything that the world do. You cannot do that. You got to stand for what is right.
Amen.
So he prayed three times. The fourth time, he prayed three times. And can you see Satan saying, "Woo, I got it. Didn't I get the great Job? Didn't I did Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, King David, Saul? I have defeated everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Now look at your man." Can you see Satan put his chest out in front of God? Can you see praying that he won't do God's will? Can you see Satan? "Now, God, he don't want to do your will. You did all that big talk in Matthew 4. Look at him now." But can you see my God? Woo, hold his head up. Can you see him holding? See, he's not defeated. He said, can you see? He said, "Mike, Archangel," in Luke 22, 42 to 44. He said, "Michael, the Archangel, Gabriel, the message angel, go down. Woo! Go down and break what? And break John 1:1 to him. He's been with man too long." See, the man part cry out and the God part out. And can't you see Jesus said, "God, you created man." But Jesus said, "I live with man. I know man betrayed me. I know man died on me." But can't you, Jesus said, "I love that man." Love make us do crazy things. And Jesus was going to do a crazy thing. But the angels broke down there, John 1:1, and said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God." And he said, "You are the living Word, and the written Word," and Reverend Easton gonna preach the rhema Word, the spoken Word. And then he said, "Jesus, you know the important scripture, is Numbers 23:19. What does that say, church? You should know that. God is not a man that he should die." God was in the Word. God cannot lie. Man a lie. My wife sent me to the store the other day. She said, "Do I have some change back?" She gave me 10. It cost 5. "You know what I done. You ain't got no change back." I told a little white lie, right? Yeah, you see? But God said, there's no such thing as a white lie. And while he preaching that to Jesus, can't you see Jesus shaking that? "You the Word." And then Jesus agreed and said, "Thy will be done." And can't you see heaven clapping their hands? Can Satan almost defeat him not to do God's will?
Yeah.
And Jesus walked back to a disciple and said, "Sleep on." What does that mean? Sleep on, tabernacle. Sleep on.
Yeah.
Yes, sleep on. But one of these days, when it's said and done, you're going to stand before the Lord. And the Lord said, "What you done for me?" You're going to say, "I've been asleep." If you tell the truth, I've been asleep. You got to wake up, tabernacle. If you don't wake up, what'll happen? I'm going to say something you don't like. You ain't going to like it. Don't be running to him. "Deacon, he shouldn't preach again." Deacon, running to the deacon. Deacon said, "I got to talk to you. I got to talk to you." This is your third time. It ain't gonna be your last time. We gonna tell you, I already know. You got by one time, yes, because the man stood up. You got by one time, but you better wake up. You better wake up. Yeah, one man stood up for you, didn't he? Yes, he did. You ain't gonna give him the credit now. Woo! But I do. Every time I see him, I want to respect him. Because so many in authority at the time did what? Not say a word. You got back one time. Woo! He ain't going to be like that all the time. He ain't going to be like that all the time. Because of what? Why it happened to us? Because what? We don't take time. We let people twist us. And he give you 66 books. You got to spend the time. That's why he couldn't defeat it. That's why he couldn't defeat. That's why he couldn't defeat it, Jesus. He defeated everybody else. Everybody. Oh, man. That mean woman, too. Woman was, he defeated everybody. But it couldn't defeat it, Jesus. Why? Because he what? Know the word. Church, you got to know the word. Sleep on. Woo! You might not be here. Thank you very much. Woo! Because of one man, you better appreciate it. Woo! You better appreciate it.